Hey, Meg. How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm going to bypass this part. We don't have to do that. Yeah. I'm just going to go the call to order ledge. These two and the elections.
Okay.
She made it. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Okay. But when stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight we're going to do things a little bit differently. This is my end of my 2-year term as the chairman, so we're going to skip public comments. We're going to put that after the approval of the minutes, approval of the agenda, and voting for a new chair, where I will turn the gavel over to whoever that is. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for December 11th?
I make a motion we approve the minutes for December 11th.
A second?
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for January 15th?
I move that we approve the agenda for January 15th.
And I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, we're going to first have the election for, or receive nominations for the position of chairman. And I would like to nominate Randy Imhausen.
Okay. I recommend that.
Okay. All in favor of Randy Imhausen?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Randy is our new chairman.
Thank you.
Does anybody have a nomination for the position of vice chair?
I nominate Charlotte for vice chair.
I like that too. All in favor of Charlotte for vice chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Charlotte is our vice chair. I will now turn over the gavel to Randy Imhausen.
Okay.
I didn't know that was the chairman's seat.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Well, unless you can't hear, and then look, then you get that spot.
Okay.
Charlotte's good.
Vice can sit anywhere they want.
Oh.
The recorder's right here.
Okay, we'll go back to public comment. Does anyone have a public comment?
You have to actually read that.
Yeah.
You don't have to read the
whole
thing.
Not the whole thing, but.
Yeah. For this
you
period.
You can say this is our first opportunity for public comment. Anyone wish to speak now? Move on.
Right.
Yeah. She made me read it.
Yeah. Well, anyone can wish to have to make a public comment can do so now. Please come to the front, say your name for the record, and you have please keep it to 3 minutes. Is there anyone? Okay. Well, since no one wants to talk, let's move on. Okay. We already did number one. Well, we can welcome.
No.
Well, we can welcome Brian Carr. He's a new Mr. Carey here. Mr. Carey is our new CACA member. Everyone, welcome him, please. Of course, we have Charlotte, we have Greg, and you have myself, and Lori Marker. She couldn't make it tonight, but she's there. That's your members. Okay, we'll move on to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Anyone? Do we have anyone?
There's no report. We have a meeting tonight, so everybody's in training right now. We usually do our meetings on the third Tuesdays. So I don't have the calls for the month, but I do want to let everyone know, because it might have been confused, we are trying to have a balloon fest on February 9th. So we're trying to still have a go on that. We were talking to the new people that are doing the park, and they said that we might be able to still use the ball field in the senior area, so we're going to put it together. It just won't be as big as normal. We're still doing breakfast. We were talking breakfast balloons and blood drive.
Wow. That's all anybody wants anymore. Yeah. Breakfast and balloons.
Okay.
Not the blood drive?
Not me.
Okay, moving on to Metro. Would you like to give us a report today?
Certainly. Jeff Teen, Sergeant with Metro. How's everyone doing? Happy New Year. Nothing really significant to report. Same old run-of-the-mill stuff that goes on normally, domestics and disturbances. Nothing significant right now to report. The only thing I do have to report is some good news is that Metro, specifically State Line Resident Section, we're going to be receiving a grant from the Nevada State OHV Commission to purchase a side-by-side. And we're going to be using that to not only enforce OHV laws, but it'll also help us with things off the pavement, search and rescue type calls and stuff like that. This is still in the early stages, as we procure the equipment and stuff like that, I'll be bringing it out here to show it off and have everyone a chance to check it out and all that stuff. And we'll push out those dates when those become more concrete, but that is coming up here hopefully by the end of the first quarter.
Do you have a place to park it?
We sure do. We have storage at our facility in June. anyone have any questions that they'd like to ask me? Questions or comments? All right. Thanks a lot, everyone. I'll be in the back if you have something you want to talk about later.
All right. Who wants to give the report for the Sandy Valley Schools?
The only thing I really have to report, just some games. I did bring a schedule back there for middle school and high school basketball. We have an away game on the 18th, home game on the 22nd, and another one on the 25th and 29th. Our Good Springs SOT meeting is 4:30 on the 22nd in Good Springs. And our Sandy Valley SOT meeting is at 4:30 on the 23rd, Sandy Valley School, if anyone's interested. And also just a kind of a plug, I guess. Golden Knights are coming on the 22nd to observe our PE class because they donated a lot of hockey stuff. So that's kind of exciting for us. And that's all I have for now.
Okay. How about a report from Clark County Parks and Recs, Charlotte, or... Shauna?
I have one thing, sorry for the Christmas thing. Monday the 21st, Adult Craft, you said 6 p.m., right? 6 p.m., and it's a Valentine's Craft. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Do we have, can we get a report from Valley Electric? Is there anyone here for Valley?
I'm not here.
Okay, we'll just skip that one. Okay, received from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right, so Family Dollar is still pushing through the permit process. They are pushing, they have some deadlines that they have to meet, so they are really pushing to get through that to get their permit so they can break ground. Peace Park, as you can see, is not moving along as fast, unfortunately. this is like if anybody's seen the Tom Hanks movie, The Money Pit, where he buys the house and everything goes wrong. It's kind of what has happened with this project here. It's not really anyone's fault. It's just the site has been confusing and causing lots of problems. So whenever they encounter something unusual, things have to be re-engineered. It has to go through engineering and everything. So it's just taking longer than usual. And everybody's frustrated. So believe me, we are not happy that it's taken longer, but definitely not February. We won't be open in February. So, and been getting lots of questions about the Straw Bale House over by Good Springs. When you turn off at Good Springs and come this way, the house on the right, where they put up the fencing and stuff, the man that bought that rescues animals. So if you saw some animals there, he does have a couple of wolves there. He is going through the use permit process and will be going to Good Springs for a public hearing. I've been working very closely with him. He's very experienced. He used to have a compound in Pahrump, and then he's had a compound for years in Vegas, and just like most of us, he's kind of been surrounded by development and decided to move out here. So He's a very private person, so I don't think I'll get him to come here to talk about it, but once all the plans and everything are public, I'll be able to share that with all of you. So I've heard crazy stories, and definitely it's not a children's prison.
I heard that's where the zombies were going to move to.
Yeah, I've heard all sorts. I heard Bad Boys Club. So it's not as exciting. It's exciting, but not as exciting as all the rumors. So, and I think that is it, unless there's any other questions for me.
Do you know his name?
Do I know his name? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he wants me to share that or not. The application's not in the process, so it's not public information yet. So,
okay.
I don't want to overshare, because you guys know me, I tend to do that, so I don't want to overshare.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Did they change contractors for the park?
No.
Okay.
No, they have some staff changes maybe at the contractor, but no, it's still the same contractor. Unless something crazy happened, but we met this morning and it was the same contractor, so no, it's the same one.
Okay. Well, there's nothing on planning and zoning, so we're going to move to the general business, and we'll go to the new owners of Trails Inn Store. Want to speak?
Hi, I'm Jasmine, and my husband Derek. We're the new owners of Trails Inn General Store, which the name will be eventually changing. We're in the process of lots of changing, if you haven't noticed. But mainly just getting to know the community, wanting to know what the community needs. I've been posting a lot of stuff on the Sandy Valley, yard sale on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's been really helpful for me to get an idea of what people have been wanting, needing, disliked, and do like. So spread the word on that, because that's been the best way for me to get information. But not everyone's on Facebook, so I also am going to start something in the store where they can come down and write their ideas. We're open to anything, because truly this is Sandy Valley store, so we want to keep everybody happy if we can. Is there anything you wanted to add? Yeah, we're working through the remodel. As we have cash, the more we will do, so we're just asking everyone to be patient as we are keeping it open while we remodel. I would prefer to shut it down and then have a big aha moment, but we can't do that because people need a store. And the only other thing is, I was talking to Megan quite a lot, is we really want to do our best to try to keep the money in the community. We're doing that as far as who we're hiring to do all of the work in the store, as well as when it comes to fresh produce. I've been hearing a lot about that. So we are allowed to sell fresh produce, and all people have to do is go and get the licensing for it. It's only $50, but they have to go through the process. But I would love to carry local produce and stuff in the store. And other than that, any suggestions? Like I said, we're open to, and this is your guys' store. We're just excited to be a part of it and running it, and hope we do a good job.
How about propane? Are you guys going to sell propane?
We are. We have to get the licenses switched over. That's what's been taking so long, is just having to go through the process of getting the licensing. It takes a while. The propane, there's a lot of things, just because we have to make sure we're doing it right. We're learning as we go. We've never owned a general store before. We run businesses in Las Vegas, but this is new to us. And we're closing down the restaurant, there will be a deli, just for sandwiches and maybe soup, but we're gonna let the restaurant be the restaurant.
The one across the street.
Yeah. We're shutting down the restaurant, and we're turning that into a hardware store. And then the grain and feed store is going to expand and be bigger. We're gonna have hay and whatever else. We're gonna try and see what works. And I feel like I'm forgetting something.
People getting their licenses to sell.
Yeah, I meant brought that up. So just basically we're just trying to find what the community needs that you don't have to go into town for. We're trying to provide, but that won't cost an arm and a leg.
to do it, but would also not, you know, it has to work on both ends kind of thing to bring it in. So other than that, that's pretty much it. I was curious, and I'm asking the community, didn't know if there was a need of any laundry mat kind of situation. So that's something my husband and I were talking about, if having something very small, if it tends to be a need, we would bring that in. But I didn't know. So I'm open to suggestions on that as well. But other than that, I can't think of anything.
You want to have questions for her?
Welcome.
You're good.
You must have covered it all.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move to, is there anyone here from the, representing the gunship helicopters?
No.
Oh, no.
Yes.
My name is Bob Fonestock, one of the owners. My son Matt's also here, he's one of the owners, and then Randy Sines. We'd just like to address a few issues and concerns, and also try to clarify a few misconceptions. We have been receiving a few noise complaints, and in regards to the noise complaints, I have actually been on the range both of the days that we received the noise complaints, and it has to do with a binary compound, sonic boom or tannerite. We have also been working, I talked to you guys about before, working with the guys at Battlefield. We've had, over the past 6 to 8 months, we've been working on a contract with them in order to shoot additional weapons on the range. And so throughout the past 6 months, working with those guys, we've shot different types of artillery that they have, including tanks. And we've had people in town during those tests with their phones, and the phones are on with the app downloaded. You can actually test or get a reading for decibels. All of the stuff that we shoot at the range, one of the misconceptions we have is at the range, anything that we shoot, any projectile that's launched, is it's not incendiary, it's not a tracer round, and it's also not an explosive round. It's illegal to shoot anything that's shot from a weapon to have an explosive round, so that was kind of been a misconception. And we'd like to clarify that no rounds are being shot that potentially could catch fire or that it's exploded. It has been brought to our attention that on certain days, depending on the weather, sometimes the noise from the gun range is more pronounced here in the valley than on other days. We would like to propose you know, having a posted number, a hotline you guys could call, say if it's spooking your animals or, you know, having some negative adverse effect on you guys, we'd like to be able to get the call and take action to try to remedy the situation. I mean, it is a gun range. There are going to be loud noises coming from there, although we want to be neighborly and try to work with the community. I know that what's strange is on certain days that we've gotten complaints, the day before we were setting off a lot of explosions and there were no complaints, so the wind and the weather definitely has a factor on it. And over the last 2 years that we've been there, we've set off, you know, this binary compound, this tannerite, sometimes we set off, you know, up to 20 to 25 pounds of it and had no complaints out here. And other times we'll be up there and we'll set off 1 or 2 pound charges and get a complaint. So it's definitely wind and weather related. And predominantly the wind blows towards the range, not this direction. This time of year with the northerly winds or northeast winds, sometimes you may have more sound traveling down this way, but we just wanna be neighborly. We wanna let you guys know that if there are issues or complaints, that we do have a line you can call, and voice your concerns, and we can try to address those and stay on top of it as much as possible. There have been some things written that I've seen where we're doing things that are illegally up there or not permitted for, or that type of thing, and I'd just to make sure that it's stated here tonight, and it's very clear that everything we do on the range is permitted, legally permitted. It's done in a safe manner. We have firearms experts and explosive experts when this is taking place, and so it's done in a very safe and professional manner, and nothing is being done outside of what we are permitted to do. So if anybody has any questions or concerns, we'd like to see firsthand what we are doing or how we're doing it. We're more than open to have an open range day and show you guys what's going on and try to address any concerns you may have.
Are you able to retroactively check the barometric pressure on the days that the sound complaints were made?
That's one thing we could do.
Barometric pressure allows sound to travel much further and louder.
Yeah, and also just the air density. It's like this weekend we shot there Saturday, and we probably had 20 exploding targets, and no complaints. And on Sunday, the first exploding target we shot at, it echoed in the mountains for 30 seconds, and I just knew that day was definitely going to be a. And of course, Megan texted me immediately and said, "Hey, it's really loud in here." So we just ceased operations. We had a pretty busy day that day. I mean, we still shot the firearms, but we weren't shooting any more of the binary compound.
The reason I mention that is if you check and you determine, based on that, what barometric pressure allows the sound to travel further than the acceptable amount, then you can, when you check your weather every morning, you can find out what the barometric pressure is.
And those days don't shoot, yeah.
Right.
That's a good idea. That's
so you have a permit to shoot mortars and
tanks
and flamethrowers.
Yes.
That's all part of the permit for gunship helicopters?
It is, yes.
When was that permit?
Well, all it is we're just permitted, we have a gun range permit.
Okay, but does the gun range permit include explosion, such as Tannerite?
It does, yes.
Really?
It does.
Can you show me where it does?
Well, I mean, it's acceptable on a gun range to have firearms and explosions.
I respectfully disagree with you. On a gun range, to have mortars, flamethrowers, anything of high velocity, I mean, I know they're not exploding when they hit something, but when you're putting stuff in mortars, in howitzers, you have permits for those.
Yes.
Okay. But you have a permit for a gun range, but you don't have a permit for specific weapons.
The permit isn't set up that way. It's not like you have a permit for a 50 cal, or you have a permit for a Ma Deuce or a M60. It's not based off of a specific weapon.
We're talking guns, machine guns, and large ammunition firing tanks and cannons. You're saying there's no distinction between permits for those weapons?
There is not.
There's not.
In the zoning code, there is not.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, what we, to be proactive in that, and believe me, I want to be doing things the right way. I've flown and worked on aircraft, flown aircraft my entire life for 40 years, and, I'm only as good as my last flight or the last time I wrenched on something, so my reputation is everything, and so we went back to the county and said, okay, this is what we want to do, and this is what we're permitted to do. Are we missing something here? And so we let them look at it, just like your question was, what are we limited to here? And they came back to us and said, you're open to do these other things.
But you still have to abide by noise regulations.
Definitely have to abide, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's the only thing about it is that, no matter what we are legally allowed to do, I want to emphasize that because we are abiding by the law, but at the same time, if it's going to be a big nuisance, then we have to address it, period. So, that's...
It kind of is a big nuisance, I'm sorry to say, but I'm being affected personally by it. I had my horses spooked, I had my dog run away. So you can be doing things legally, but still be a nuisance to the surrounding neighbors.
No, I totally agree.
Legally speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our goal is not to be that person. So, I know that, you know, out of the 2 years we've been there, but we've got two noise complaints recently. You know, I'm not for sure how many.
Those are for me.
Right. And we, I respect the fact that you're letting us know, because obviously it's affecting you, it's affecting other people as well.
Correct.
So what we want to do is we want to try to address it where we have some different things, options we'd like to just throw out and just kind of get some feedback on. One is that we wouldn't do it like on Sundays. Other things are is if we have the hotline and they have this issue with the sound traveling, because I mean a lot of times, you know, if we're setting off 20 or 25 pound tenorites back to back to back and there's no one complaining, then it's obviously not, the wind's blowing it away. But if it's a day where it's affecting you, then you can just give us a call and say, hey, look, it's, you know, it's today's not a good day, it's super loud, and can you reschedule your guests or do whatever needs to be done to try to eliminate that? Because after 2 years, obviously it's not all the time, but there are days that it is bad. I mean, if I get, you know, if we see on social media that it's an issue, then, and someone can call us and allow us to know that, then we could shut down for that day.
Well, in the 2 years, when did you start using Tannerite?
From the first, you know, 2 years ago. That's some of the first things we did. And
when did you start using the howitzers and those things?
So for the last 8 months, we have been testing different pieces of equipment up there. And the thing about the big guns is that those things are, when you have the meter reading, the decibel meter reading, it won't even register for the tank or for the howitzer. So,
I don't understand.
So the noises you have been hearing, the ones that have gotten is a sonic boom or Tannerite.
It's a Tannerite. Okay.
Yeah. I'm ready, by the way. We conducted a test this past Friday, exactly 1 p.m. and exactly 1:13 p.m. We shot the howitzer, the one you're talking about, the 155. We staged one employee at the Mormon Church, one employee at the school. We did a charge. They took readings. There was no readings. We then moved Matthew over here to this location, took another reading. There was no reading for the big tank. The reason being is we are testing different locations in the range to move the equipment to where the sound is further away and hidden by terrain.
Right, that was going to be my suggestion. So, brought that up.
Yeah, so we're trying everything we can do to try and de-escalate things. But that day we conducted a test with different charges and different materials, and it was a lot less irritating than the Tannerite, because the Tannerite is a much sharper, smaller right. blast. The other one is just like a large thump, and it just sounds like distant fireworks. Mm-hmm. So we conducted the test Friday, and then the mortars, they're just like shooting potatoes out of a potato gun.
Right.
It's super
right.
quiet.
So is there any possibility of not using Tannerite, or perhaps moving it to a location?
That's what we're going to suggest. Probably even using a different compound that's not as loud, not as sharp of a sound, mm-hmm. something more subtle, and they make it. But for us, we didn't know it was an issue until we needed some feedback, is what it okay. is.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying, you know, everything you're doing sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I would do it in a second. It's just the effect that it's having on the...
Well, we totally respect where you're coming from. We want to address it.
I live near the school, so it's that area that's...
It's the closest place to our range.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So during these tests, we made it a point to have someone at the school while we did this on Friday to see the effects and the noise and... you know, before we went further, but as far as getting bigger or bigger guns or whatever, it's not gonna happen. That's about the limit.
Okay. You want to add something?
And I was just gonna say, because I do work at the school, and usually, I mean, I don't get out of my office much, but usually I don't hear you guys. And the other day I was walking up and I heard it, and I was thinking, because I think, I mean, I could be naive here, but I'm pretty sure like we have protocol when we hear gunshots in the school. Like, I know it's not in the school, but I know what's going on, but not everybody does. And so it was concerning me, because I'm kind of like, we get used to hearing this, something happens, we're just like, oh, it's just the gun range.
Yeah.
You know, how do we know the difference?
Oh, you'll know.
You'll know the difference.
Well, I still don't like the fact that we're hearing, you know, the kids are hearing this, and I was just walking up, and I was, and like I said, 2 years, I haven't heard it before. I don't know. You're outside.
I hear it from right there.
You're outside way more than I am, so.
We've even melted two silencers trying to shoot with silencers. Seriously, like, we melted a couple $2,000 silencers trying to.
So that's just my concern, is it is, you know.
And we're not the only gun range in town as well. That's the other thing, too, is the other day we were up there, and we weren't even shooting, and there was the sonic booms coming from another gun range that, that I'm sure that some people might think it's us, because there are three gun ranges out here.
Yeah. Right. This one was definitely coming from the Kingston area. Like,
yeah.
That's why I asked her if you're north or south.
What you heard the other day, that was definitely us. and the time before that was definitely us as well. Both times. And it was amazing, because one time it was 1 pound sonic booms. And we've been setting off like 25 to 30 pounders up there back to back to back. And so...
We're going to fire the tank like
12
times in a day.
Yeah, or the tank goes off like 12 times in a day, and so it's just, you know, the tank is, it's the sonic boom. It is that sonic boom. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, we want a hotline, so if we'd like to have you guys give us a call so we get more feedback on it. And then the thing is, too, is just coming up a way to, we'll limit its use and come up with maybe something that's not as loud.
Thank
you. So
do you have a number to share with us for the hotline?
No.
But you will.
We're working on it. Yeah. Okay, no, we definitely have a hotline. We definitely do have a hotline.
We have a
hotline. So, can I just say something else real quick? I'm Randy's wife, and I work with the company. I do kind of keep an eye on the Facebook online thing, and I have many friends in the Valley. I mean, some of them have seen me out here for, what, decades now? Yeah, so I keep an eye on that. So if somebody posts on there, I let the guys know as soon as I see something, or, you know, any of my friends post anything, I let them know. And then also I know, because, like, I used to be active in the play days out here with the horses and stuff, and I already talked to Megan. On the days that we have, like, big horse events and stuff out here, just let us know. And we'll be like, okay, we can't do that stuff. Yeah, I already marked that now. So
4-6-13.
Yeah, so we can, so I'm watching that. And then on those days, because of the horses and if they spook and stuff, we don't want anybody to get hurt.
So the number is 702-467. 4613.
And you can text or call. We'll get the message. Sometimes it's easier to text just because we're on the range and you can't hear anything on the phone or it's too loud.
The day that happened and Mr. Cortese, the day that he's talking about, it happened on. I don't do Facebook very much, but I just happened to be looking at it. Exactly. And the response from you was very, very quick.
Yeah, and somebody made a comment, texting them.
And within less than 10 minutes, she's making a comment on there saying, we're shutting down right now.
So.
I live on the south end of Cherokee, and about as close as you can get to the other two gun ranges.
Yeah,
sure. I hear their stuff all the time. It's real low key. Your Tannerite bombs, on the other hand, those were noticeable. And, and you're the farthest range from us.
Yeah, yeah. And whenever exploding targets are calibrated, they're calibrated according to a stick of dynamite, and it goes to feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one has a rather rapid discharge whenever it's lit. So the feet per second is fast, and that's why it's so sharp and it travels. But a lot of other stuff we use is a lot slower, more mild. So it's just a different formula. But it's just that
can
one.
Can you use black powder?
Yeah, it's similar.
Two F burns slower. A lot slower.
The only thing that'll set this off is either a high velocity round going through it or a remote control blast cap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we've covered this.
So, all right. So,
yeah, so you have a hotline. We'd like to just work to where we come up with a solution. It may be that we just don't use it. But we're definitely aware of it when we want to.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Please stay in touch with us. You have our number. Give us a call direct, and we'll...
I will. Thank you.
And you can always contact me, too. We've worked very closely with them, with the commissioner's office, throughout this whole process, because this has been a learning process for us as well. And so if you have questions or complaints, I am in contact with them often, too, so I can help you.
Okay.
So now we need to go back to 8 and 9.
Yeah. We've done, go review and approve the 2019 CAC meeting calendar for possible action.
So, you guys, this is emailed to all of you, but because we're at the beginning of the month, we don't really get impacted by any holidays. But I have had a lot of questions because this month is very odd, and this is why we're falling on the same night as the fire department meeting, is because our meetings all go, the CAC meetings all revolve around the Board of County Commissioners, because that's the reason for the CAC, is to give input to the Board of County Commissioners, and those meetings are mandated by state law. So this month, so it's always the first Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Well, this month, the first Tuesday was a holiday, so it bumps everything back a week. So it created a lot of confusion. I know that's why Lori Marker wasn't here, because of the confusion with the schedule. So I apologize, but it's weird. Every once in a while it hits this way, and it just makes things strange. So, yes.
These are the second Tuesdays of the month.
Right. You guys usually meet the Tuesday before the third Tuesday. Because the commission meets the first and third Tuesdays. So you guys usually meet Tuesday before the third Tuesday, which is the second Tuesday. Which sounds weird. I know, that sounds really weird, but it's because you guys meet right before the Board of County Commissioners. Yours are always pretty set, except for this month. At the end of the month, it gets really wacky, because when there's 5 weeks in a month, it makes the whole thing wacky. Although I love those months, because I get a week without meetings. But it does make things weird sometimes. So your meetings, there aren't any holidays that hit them, so this is your opportunity to look at the time we meet. We cannot change the day, unfortunately, but we can change the time, or if there's any meetings where you think that we need to cancel or do something different, this is the opportunity.
I'm okay with leaving it the same. Is there any objection?
I thought she just in a roundabout way said it has to stay the same.
I know.
Okay.
Can't change the day or the week. So
you can't change the day
change the time.
Because I have six towns, and so all six of my nights are taken. So you can't move the day, but you can move the time, or you can cancel a meeting. Like if you all decide you want everybody go on vacation in July, you can cancel. But other than that, yes, you're stuck with these Tuesdays.
The time is good with me.
You good with that?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I move to approve the 2019 meeting schedule as stated here.
All right.
I'll second.
So I will.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So once I get through the end of the month, because I have to go through all of the meetings around here, once I get through all of them and we have all the them set, I will print these and hand them out for everybody. And then number 9 is the bylaws. I'll just take care of it. These were emailed to all of you. I'm not going to print extra copies of them. They're exactly the same as before. If anybody wants to review them, you can. They're pretty darn straightforward and boilerplate. It talks about how many members there are, that they serve a 2-year term, that we have to meet once a month. It's just basically lots of boring stuff. So unless you guys have any objections, there's no motion needed on this. It's just that I made you aware that you have bylaws that you have to go by. Okay?
We good?
We're good.
You want a copy? I'll get you.
Okay.
Just for clarification, there's no need for seconds on anything?
No, and that came up. We had training. Right. All of our... And you know what? I have to say, I'm very proud of this board, because of all six of my boards, this was the only one where every single person came to training on Saturday. So that was really good. But no, we use a modified Robert's Rules of Order, which caused a lot of heartburn for some people in the room. But we don't require seconds. I don't know why, and the DA didn't really even explain why we don't require seconds. But no. I'm not going to hold it against you if you second motions, because
I just wanted,
we're all used to
just
it.
Pointing out in case people were wondering why we're not using seconds, because you don't have to.
It's just modified. We go, the CACs and town boards go by the commission procedures, and the commissioners use the modified Robert's Rules of Order. So
I'm betting that guy that was complaining on Saturday is the president of his homeowners association,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. They got to see how different, there was 93 people there on Saturday from every town board and CAC throughout Clark County. There's 19 town boards and CACs. And so it was very interesting. They got to see some boards are more contentious than others and more sticklers for rules. And I'm glad that I have the rurals because we're more laid back and friendly. So.
Well, they're planning and zoning and so, like Enterprise has probably got a
list
of miles.
You know how
long.
we have a zoning item once in a while?
Once
they
in a great
usually
while.
Have 30 to 40 every 2 weeks.
Yeah. They're busy.
Yeah.
Very busy.
I like it better. Yeah.
All right, we can move on to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public is about matters relevant to the board's and council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on this matter not listed on this posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and you're limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have anything they'd like to comment on?
Is this also announcements?
Yes.
Yes, you can do your announcement. Yeah,
that's what this is.
It's that time again.
It is.
Onions.
Saturday morning, 8 a.m. We have pancake breakfast at the Senior Center. And pancakes, biscuits, and gravy, that kind of thing. We start at 8 a.m., end up at 10:30. We cannot say for sure if we're going to have eggs this month.
No.
For sure we're not?
Not this month.
Okay. Least. Because our egg cookers, one moved to Utah and the other one's in rehab. And we haven't found replacements for them yet.
You need someone
also
to cook the eggs?
Pardon me?
You need someone to cook the eggs?
Yeah.
Okay. What day?
But they gotta be there from 8 to 10:30.
What day do you mean it's
Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So you need to cook with them.
You cannot, you're ready to have a baby.
Do they have to have a health card? Does your egg cooker have to have a health card?
Do they have to have a health card?
Correct.
We have not, I don't know.
Ellie, we'll say no. Tomorrow at the center.
Okay.
I'll find out.
We can find someone to cook eggs.
Yeah.
I can't.
Because all you got to do is scramble them. You don't get your choice of how you want them cooked. It comes scrambled or unscrambled. Then also on Monday at 8 a.m., we have our normal coffee and donuts, which is everyone's welcome. It's just donations on the coffee and the donuts. So,
this Monday is a holiday.
Pardon me?
This Monday is a holiday, isn't it? Moving to Tuesday?
Okay. Is this Monday a holiday?
Yes.
Did they cancel coffee and donuts in?
Follows on
I'll
Tuesday.
Check. Wait,
wait,
Tuesday.
The holiday is the only time I can go get coffee.
I'm sorry.
Y'all need to deliver.
Get some eggs on Saturday.
I know a lot of people that pay for donuts on a Monday.
All right, bring them by the school right. In a box. We'll pay $2 each.
We'll check with Linda and make sure coffee and donuts is on Monday. But as far as I know, they told me to put the sign up. So
okay.
I'll be putting it up in the morning.
That newsletter that goes out, the email said it was on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking
that's
at
the only
now.
Reason I said
so it on Tuesday. This coming
because Monday's a holiday, so I'm not
right
sure.
Oh boy, well, I get
not
it.
That that's always you know.
Gail has it showing it on the 22nd.
We said eight,
which is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I just put last night. Pretty good with dates.
Okay.
Well, I have a store that might have a copy of that.
Okay, you can go ahead. But you can be right here.
It's fine.
Right there is fine.
I forgot to mention something to the seniors that reminded me. We're going to offer a free delivery to the seniors that are bound to their homes. So all they have to do is give us their shopping list, and we will deliver. And even if it's just one item, if they need one thing, we will bring it to them. So I am going to go mention that at the Senior Center, but that is a free thing that we're going to offer for everyone.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Really nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else?
Oh, and
Megan?
In case you didn't see it on Facebook, the Mammo Van Ladies is here on Monday. So if you need a mammogram, please call and make an appointment. Because if we want services like here, like this, I don't want to guilt trip everybody, but seriously, if we want services to keep coming like this, we have to use them. We have to, you know, make it worth their time to drive all the way out here and provide those services. So please, if you know any women you know, please tell them if they need a mammogram, they're going to be right here. You can't get any more convenient than that. And even if you don't have insurance, they do them free of charge. I don't know what the process is, but it's a really great service. So. Tuesday, the 22nd. Yeah.
I know a mammogram is significantly different than what I'm about to ask about, but what about shots for pets? Anybody know when that's going to happen?
Oh, I have a woman that's coming to our store that's going to do vaccinations as well as spay and neutering at low cost. I've been working with her on that as well.
Oh, you're my hero.
I'm working for free spay and neutering, but she has to ask.
Oh, they'll come out here. I'll pay.
But no, they reached out to me actually and asked if I was interested, and I said absolutely. But I wanted to make sure it was okay.
Any idea when that might be?
I'll find out for you and then I can let you know.
Okay.
Sounded like she wanted to get right on it, so.
Yeah, I need the rabies shots.
Okay, is there anyone else who'd like to comment? Nobody? Okay. The next meeting will be February 12th. All adjourned. I'm going to come back.